Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb, Derek, and Jay share their favorite things on a wide range of topics. They chat, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from serious to silly. Sometimes they have a guest join them to add a new perspective. Whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs, you're in for a treat. So grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
So what's up, guys?
Nothing.
It's been a couple weeks.
God, the sun is
just a couple.
Seems like every one of us had something the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. It was Katie's birthday last week. How was that?
It was good. It was good. We went to a show at the Purple Rose, which is the Jeff Daniels Theater in town.
That's right.
So that was really cool. It was a very, I wouldn't say adult rated, because it wasn't like, there wasn't any like sex in it or anything, but like very, very crass, a lot of language and innuendos and that kind of stuff. And we brought Vivian and she loved it. So
did she?
Yeah. But she's like awesome. Totally into like Saturday Night Live and, you know, humor, no matter, you know, whether it's, I mean, obviously she's not into like raunchy stuff, but like she likes comedy for comedy. She doesn't need it, you know, to be 100% clean or anything.
Sure. Never just had this a little issue bit. With the light behind me before. It's fucking blinding.
Can you just angle it down? Oh, then you have to go
I
lower.
I tried.
I have to look at your crotch.
I need to pull it closer to me, I think. For fuck's sake.
See if we were really good and professionals at this, we could have used that segue from Vivian really likes comedy into our topic this week, which is, you know, top five comedians. But we didn't.
Well, but we're not. We're not good. We're not good at this.
We're subpar at best.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah.
Are we going to do where the Choser is the Choser? Hosting? The Chooser? The Choser. I'm sticking with Choser.
The most chosen?
That's right.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
We haven't really established a precedence very much on the Chooser, whether they go first or last. So, I mean, should we from henceforth decide the Chooser's place in the order?
I think Chooser goes
always
first.
Wing it. Chooser goes first.
Chooser goes first.
Always okay. Chooser goes first.
And maybe the Chooser tells us why they chose this.
Mm.
Sure.
Got it. I can handle that. That's me. I chose it because I love comedy and I love comedians. Uh-huh. And I want to know who you guys like, because maybe it'll give me someone new to listen to and enjoy, you know, because I'm always up for finding out new people. So, and if we all have the same people, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Do you know what's interesting about it is putting the list together? I put it together one hours ago, and the list came to me pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, self, this is very telling of a person, right? Like the kind of comedy that you like, can really say a lot about who you are. And I'm interested to see what your take on me is after this.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
For me, and for all my lists, this one too, like I'm really good at coming up with all of the ones. It's really hard for me to rank them.
Yes. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like it's easy for me to think of all the, but like it's hard for me to put them 1 through 5.
I would agree.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have like three that are like solidly in my top five, but then the rest is just like, it's just I love them all for different things, and they're all very different types of comedians. I think we'll probably
Sure.
get into types, differences of in almost genre of comedian as we talk. I'm sure we'll talk about that. So yeah, I have a lot of honorable mentions that just because I could only choose five, but I couldn't not mention all of these, I think.
Well, and
So,
I went like strictly stand up.
okay.
Like that was my
Yeah,
thought
and
process.
I remember when I chatted with you last week, I remember you saying that, and that's the beauty of our podcast is I think, because we're different people and we everything
We
is
think of it
up
differently.
for, yeah, we think of everything differently. So I like that about this, that, different people can take something like this and go a different direction with it because of that's the way comedy is to you. So, yeah.
I also went all stand up.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see it.
All right, well, let's get it started. So
Let's
I
do
go
it.
first because I chose this topic. My number five is one of my favorite comedians. He would be higher on the list if he didn't die so early. And that's Mitch Hedberg.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you know who Mitch Hedberg is, but great comedian, loved him. He kind of became famous like late 90s into like the early 2000s because he died in 2005.
Got it.
But super deadpan, super funny, just like delivery is so good. I think he only has maybe two or three comedy specials out there. But the ones he has, I just laugh through them, and I've watched them 100 times, and they still make me laugh to this day. Even though they're old, they're not outdated, they still hold up to this day. So he's my number five.
Love
Okay.
it.
All right, I'll go. My number five is someone that we all know very well in this room, and that's Pete Holmes. I love Pete Holmes. He's obvious. We all discovered him as a podcaster, but he is a stand-up. He does a lot of things from variety shows to, he had his own HBO like sitcom show. Yeah, just the thing I loved about Pete was just, we had so much in common from our past histories. And so when he made a joke like I understand jokes. Like he was, he was just, he everything that he said just resonated completely with me because a lot of comedy is based on your experience in life and the way you see life. And so for Pete, it was easy for me to understand him and really like him. So yeah, that's my number five.
Pete Holmes hits a little too close to home for me sometimes. Like, oh God damn it, that's not that's yeah. I love Pete. Also, did you see the shirt I'm wearing, Jay?
Yes. Yep. Not feeling
Definitely not feeling
it. Love it.
Yeah. Okay, so my number five, actually my five and my four are both pretty historic ones for me. It's very recent history still. This is like the first comedian that I had ever heard, like really ever. And it was introduced to me by a church leader that she'll go unnamed, but it was Brian Regan. And if I can be honest, I loved him at the time. I don't know if he hasn't aged well,
He
but it
has.
doesn't do it for me at all anymore. Like his style of comedy,
Well,
I can't do it, but
so I'll say that I don't like his new stuff as much, but when we saw him live at Frederick Meyer Gardens, I gained a new appreciation for his comedy style, but I think there's something, there's an energy give and take when you see somebody live that you really can't get when you're listening to a CD or an MP3
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
That said, I also have not tried to listen to Brian Regan in at least 15 years. And backing up, Jay, did all three of us go to Pete Holmes together in Grand Rapids?
We probably did. I remember Caleb did. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. A lot of people did. Yeah. I mean, like, I know
Scott
Nate,
and Becky
I
were
know
there.
Nate and Lyons and Shia Lyons were there, and Adam Haas was there. I remember. I feel like there was someone else was there too. Maybe Joel Hamster was there. Yeah, I remember there was quite the crew there.
Yeah, it was fun. So there
cool.
we go.
Yeah.
My five.
Yeah.
Brian Regan.
Love Brian Regan. He didn't make my top five, but he's definitely on my list of mentionables.
Well, so to roll into four and to, you know, steal all my energy, my number four was Brian Regan.
Yes.
So I love Brian Regan. I've seen him live a couple times. I think he's way better live. I mean, his specials are great, but like if you can watch him live, it was great. I watched him live in Kalamazoo, and his brother actually opened for him. It was pretty interesting.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember his brother's name, but I think it's Jim. Jim Regan, maybe?
No, I think
I
it's Ryan. I'm pretty sure it's
Ryan. Ryan Regan.
Ryan Regan.
Yeah.
Or
it's Ryan Bregan, actually.
I think it's Ronald Regan. but his last name, they pronounce it Reagan. So I think it's Ronald Reagan. So
sure.
But no, I still think he's funny. His facial expressions are like really what makes him funny, and just kind of his jokes are so good. So yeah, he's definitely up there for me still. I mean, I haven't watched him in a while, but he was one of my favorites for sure. So
you know, when I listen to Pete Holmes, there's like some things that he does, specifically his facial expressions, I'm like, oh wow, that's Brian Regan.
I watch Brian Regan does he's in one of the comedians getting coffee with Jerry
comedians in
Seinfeld.
cars getting coffee
whatever the name of that stupid show is, and that's a really good episode to kind of hear Brian Regan's take
definitely.
On comedy and stuff.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So my number four is also a multi-talented person, but a great stand-up. He does it every night of the week, and that's Conan O'Brien. Part of it is I grew up with this guy. He was always kind of like, he was always my night show guy. Like, there was always other ones, you know, from David Letterman to Jay Leno and those people that were kind of pre our generation, but were kind of holdovers. He always liked them, but then, and then people have come along since, but, and I guess Jimmy Fallon is a little bit that way too, is I kind of resonate with him a lot, but as far as just funny, just can make anything funny. Conan O'Brien is he's just a natural talent. He used to be a writer on Saturday Night Live, so obviously he's got some talent. Also did a lot of writing on The Simpsons TV show. And then you know, obviously has had his own late night show for so many years. I don't think they actually even broadcast him anymore. I think everything he does is online now.
He's off. He doesn't do a show anymore. He just does his podcast now.
Just his podcast now?
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I've listened to his podcast not a lot lately, obviously, because I don't know what's going on with his show. But I know he loves his podcast, and I can tell that's really filling him up inside, you know, as far as creatively.
And not to plug another podcast, but that's Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great podcast.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor of the show, but could be. Tone Bone.
Maybe he'll take us on
Tone
and
Bone.
Host us. Yeah. We can
we'll
be
go,
part of the Conan Network.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So my number four, and I feel like it shows my age a little bit, being just a touch younger than you guys. I'd be interested to know. Dane Cook.
Oh yeah. I went through a Dane Cook era.
Yeah, we all did, I think. And I think it's a little bit embarrassing, but my God, his physicality and just how outrageous he was.
Yeah.
That's where I learned the word twat. Like, and I'm forever indebted to him for that.
Yep.
But yeah, I can just remember listening to that CD over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what is he doing nowadays? Is he still doing stand up?
No idea.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Hey,
no
Dick
idea.
Wolf.
Hey, where's our AI thing? Oh, it went away.
You probably
I
turned it off.
The call. Let's turn this AI thing back on. Turn on all. What is
how do you ask it a question?
Dane Cook doing nowadays?
Apparently he's still touring, but
oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you can only ask it questions about your meeting. You can't ask it questions about general knowledge.
Come on.
General knowledge.
So cool. Yeah. Huh. So that was your number
four? That's
four?
My four. Yep.
Okay.
I was trying to remember when the last time he like did a special. It's got to
no,
be a
it's
long
my
time
turn,
ago,
isn't it?
Right?
Is it my turn?
No, it's Caleb's.
Caleb's. My turn. Okay.
What was that noise? Nobody heard that?
That was a duck.
Like a squeak? Oh, okay. Anyways, what do we got? Number three? Okay. My number three is Hannah Gadsby.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the Australian comedian. I just think the way they construct jokes and specials and the way that it flows from one to the other and then kind of comes back at the end. I think as far as like creating a comedy special, I don't think there's anyone that does it better. And not only that, but it's hilarious. It's so funny, and each one kind of kicks you in the nuts a little bit, and you know, is a little bit of eye opening. Yeah, in fact, I'm looking right now at her book that's sitting on the desk because my wife has read that. So yeah, I just think she's hilarious, a great writer, a great joke teller. Just one of my favorites for sure.
Cool. Yeah, but I think I was thinking about it, and I think I've only seen her the one Nanette Netflix special, which I really, really liked. But yeah, I guess I need to see more
her
of
other
her.
Her other one I think is a little bit better.
Better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely like end to end nonstop.
More comedy and less.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so it's all about her
biographical.
Well, I mean, it's autobiographical, but it's about her being diagnosed as autistic.
Okay.
And it's super funny and super good. So it's her dog's name, but now I can't think of the name of the special. Let me see if I can
Pookie? Pookie?
No, it's not. It's come on.
Eileen?
Douglas. Douglas.
You want to come on, Douglas.
Yep.
All right, so that was your number three?
Yep.
All right, my number three is Kristen Wiig. You're probably going to start to sense a pattern here for me. A lot of Saturday Night Live adjacent people. Kristen Wiig was on SNL as a cast member from 2005 to 2012. She's just a natural. I don't know if I've ever really seen her do stand up before. I know she probably could. But like just her sketch comedy and her wittiness on her feet, on some of the sketches she's been on, some of the movies she's been in, is just some of the hardest I've ever laughed in my life. You know, from Bridesmaids to the other one was what was it, Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. Have you guys ever seen that movie?
No.
It was a pretty bad movie, but she is just so funny in it. But just movies that are just right up her alley.
Yeah.
But yeah, love her to death. She is my number three.
I can't believe she hasn't been on SNL for 12 years. That doesn't seem right.
I know. But she's come back a lot for, you know, she comes back probably once, at least once a year as like, not even necessarily like a host. Like she will come back to host, but also she comes back just and pops in on sketches all the time. So
I just can't believe
she really hasn't been gone full time. I mean, she probably went part time for a while too, you know.
Unpopular opinion, but I do think it's age related. I never got into SNL.
That's all right. I mean, it's definitely a time. Well, yeah, I mean, it was, yeah, back when
it was
back
time.
In my day. You know, it was a
we
lot
only
more,
had three channels.
Yeah, I mean, really, really between our generations, you know, and really from our generations into the current generation of kids, you went from appointment viewing television to, you know, into renting DVDs and, you know, getting whole series on DVD to where you could start binge watching things, and then into Netflix and now all of the services. And so it's not surprising that, you know, we talked about, I think we were talking about this the other day when it came to music, is like, you know, back in the 90s, everybody knew all the other 90s bands. Even if you listened to rap and you had no interest in rock, you knew who Metallica was. You knew who, you know, Green Day was. But nowadays, my favorite band, it could be a diamond selling album, and you could never even hear of them because you can just listen to whatever you want nowadays. You don't have to listen to the radio.
So, yeah,
that's, and I think that's the way it is with all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we into my number three?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so speaking of watching whatever you want, my YouTube and Instagram feeds me a lot of comedy shit.
Yeah.
And and that's how I stumbled upon this next person.
Can I predict it?
You may.
Is it Charlie Behrens?
No.
Oh.
Is it Andrew, what's his name?
Andrew Schultz?
Yep.
No, but I really like him too. He did not make my list.
Or is it the cute kid?
The cute kid.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
The corn kid?
The one he got real big on Instagram doing crowd work. I can't think of his name though. Young kid.
I got no idea. No,
I don't remember his name.
It's Shane Gillis.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. He does one of the best Donald Trumps I've ever heard.
Yes. Yes.
And I came to him by way of Kill Tony shorts on YouTube.
Okay. Yep.
He was also on Joe Rogan a number of times. But my God, he's
he
funny.
Hosted SNL. And,
yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. Well, there's
well,
your
look
in.
At me. There's my in. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like the shit that really pushes the envelope of what's okay to talk about.
Yeah.
Sure.
Fucking love it.
Well,
I've never watched any of his specials, but I've watched a lot of his clips on the interwebs for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be honest, that's the only way I've consumed him. Okay. But anytime his face pops up, I'm like, oh, I'm watching this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Because I was just about to ask outrageous. If he had a special. I don't even know if he has a special.
He must, right? Hey, Dick.
He's got to. I would be amazed if he doesn't. But like I said, I've only watched anything of his from clips.
Yeah.
On the old interwebs.
You looking it up, Dick?
No. Dick sucks.
Dick. Suck dicks.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's got a show coming out too, I believe, right?
Dick?
Nope. Dick's stepping back. Yeah, come on. I'm trying to. Oh, he does. So he's got a TV show called Tires, which apparently is supposed to be good. Oh, he does. He came out with one in 2000 or in 2023 called Beautiful Dogs. There you go.
I'm gonna
Now
have
you
to
know.
watch that. Yeah.
I heard his show Tires is supposed to be really, really good. I've never watched it, but
Do you want to say
where
hi real
what?
quick, Viv? Tell us who your favorite comedian is.
It's on the Netflix.
Who's your favorite comedian? Quickly.
I don't know, like someone on SNL, like
Okay, who's your favorite character in SNL?
Egghead
Oh.
She's my fave.
You
Yeah.
know too much for how old are you, Vivian? 10?
12.
12? 12? In my
What's her
mind,
first
you're
name?
still six. So, Ego,
Ego? I
like
know who you're
Lego,
talking
my
about.
Ego.
I didn't know it was Ego, though. I mean, we never really see their names because we always skip past the credits at the beginning. But yeah, I like her. She's pretty great. All right. Say
Good
goodnight.
night.
Good
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Kale, did you just bust into Frozen? Were you just
Did I bust into
fucking,
Frozen? I
yeah.
don't think so. Did
Oh,
I?
I th thought you were going with good night.
Nope. I
Okay,
didn't.
well, should have.
Don't let the
Sorry.
frostbite bite.
Thank you, Jay. Thank
All right,
you.
so we
You're
moving
you're
on,
number
number two.
two. Yeah.
Okay. So my number one and number two could flip-flop. I still am not sure, but this is what I have for number two, and that's Jim Gaffigan. I've loved Jim Gaffigan for a long, long time, since his very first special that I saw on Comedy Central way back in the day. I think I've seen all of his specials. I've seen him live three times, four times.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just I if I if he comes to town, I try to
Thought
see
I
him.
knew you.
But I just love Jim Gaffigan. I think he's one of the I don't know. I just really like the way he does comedy. So he's my number two.
Nice. All right. My number two is John Mulaney.
Ooh.
Another Saturday Night Live guy. He was a writer as well. He was never on as a cast member. But yeah, just his cadence, his quick wittedness, his ability to tell a story. And probably a lot of it is just, he has a lot of the, he comes from a very same sort of childhood as I do, very straight-laced, very like proper, very a lot of a lot of just things that he had to unpack from his childhood. And so like just you could just tell that in his storytelling that he's had to do a lot of work in himself, and obviously took him through addiction and that kind of stuff as well very recently. So he's just a just awesome storyteller. Love the guy. So that's my number two.
Love it. I was just gonna ask, you had so much in common. I was gonna ask if you went on a cocaine bender too,
No, no.
but you should
Try it.
the one
Life.
difference.
Yeah, I'd give it a shot, you know.
Try everything once.
That's right. My number two also came to me by way of Joe Rogan, and that was Joey Diaz. Don't know if you guys are familiar with him.
No.
Oh my Christ. He came to comedy pretty late in life.
Okay.
Uh,
So
but he
he's from
has,
Sopranos, right? Or something like that, isn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was also on How I Met Your Mother. I think it's just like an extra.
Okay.
But my
Jay, that's what he looks like. Can you tell? Can you see?
Oh yeah. Yep. I know who that is.
Yeah. He is fucking hilarious. And he talks just a lot about his story and the shit that he's been through, but it's again it, like it's his cadence. It's he's unpolished, but in a very polished way. His shit just has me rolling. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was doing that now.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
So what is his project? What is he doing?
Oh, Caleb's saying he didn't know that he was doing stand-up now.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't know he was doing that. I just
I
knew him
you
as
were
an
saying.
actor. That's
gotcha.
What
Yep.
surprised me.
I thought you were talking like he had a podcast or something. Gotcha. Nice.
He does have a podcast. The
He
Church of
does.
What's Happening Now.
Okay.
Which he's
He
hosted
also
since
does.
2012.
Yeah, well, yeah, never mind. Go on.
Carry on.
How's all he's
Cheerio.
doing? Just was throwing I was just trying to be Dick for a little bit. That's all.
Thanks,
Just doing
Dick.
some just doing some research. So I feel like my number one's thunder has been stolen.
Uh-oh.
My number
Wah,
one is
wah.
John Mulaney. I love John Mulaney. Kid Gorgeous is probably my favorite comedy special of all time. It's so good. It's so funny. Doesn't matter how many times I've watched it, I still laugh. I mean, you know, you can quote it and it just makes me laugh. And yeah, I love hearing some of his other, you know, just interviews of behind the scenes at SNL and just kind of his story, like you were saying. I think he's just, yeah, he just is a overall funny dude. To see him transition from a writer to a stand-up comedian has been great. So yeah, he's like I said, Jim Gaffigan and John Mulaney kind of go back and forth for me. But of late, John Mulaney has been up there for sure. So
it doesn't hurt that he's gorgeous.
Sure. He's much better looking than Jim Gaffigan for sure.
Poor Jim.
Poor guy.
Oh,
I think Jim knows it.
Cool. All right. So that leads to me for my number one. My number one, another SNL person.
I know it.
You know it.
Yeah,
I think you do know it. It's pretty easy. It's Will Ferrell.
Yes.
I have seen him live do stand up. As far as like his stand up, it's not quite like like his sketch comedy is. But oh my gosh, like just the things that he has been in that I have adored over my lifetime, from obviously Saturday Night Live, but like, you know, Elf to Anchorman to Talladega Nights to Step Brothers. Like the guy has made us laugh so many times, so for so many years. And I feel like all he's got to do is just stand on stage and look at the camera and he can make me laugh.
Yes.
It's just a talent. Just my easily my number one. I couldn't not make him my number one. He's the funniest person I've ever seen.
Some of my favorite shit to consume on like reels and stuff are like bloopers from Anchorman.
Yeah. Yes.
I fucking die.
Any of his movie blooper reels are incredible. Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know what the fucking movie is. I'm going to embarrass myself. So go on with the conversation while I look.
Well, you're the last one, so.
I know.
I can Google it. I'm the Dick Wolf of this
I know, but
episode, apparently.
Oh, Eastbound and Down.
Oh, yeah. That's on HBO, yeah.
Yeah. Keegan and I, like, and Megan and Lacey, it's Let the Boy Watch. Let the Boy Watch.
Oh my gosh. What was that?
Oh,
they were fighting they were fighting in the used car parking
yes,
lot and his son was there or something.
Yes. It was a hot, sultry evening.
Oh yeah. Great, great stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so my number one is Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Of course he was in hot water there for a while.
I mean,
and I don't know that he deserved to be. I'm gonna say it.
Yeah, probably not, but sometimes you just get stuck in the middle of it.
What I really liked about him is that he didn't give two fucks and
Right.
just plowed on.
Well, that just goes to show you someone who is, comfortable in their own skin and, Yes. Hi, Bert.
I came to Dave from the Chappelle Show,
Yes.
which was some of the most outrageous shit on TV
Yeah.
ever.
Yeah, just
And I,
his stories of
oh,
Prince. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
yes,
Charlie Murphy.
fuck your couch.
Good stuff.
I watch those videos still to this day, and I fucking die. Unfortunately, they haven't all aged particularly well. If you're sensitive to those things, which I'm not, shocker. But it's hard to listen to it like in the office when you're trying to get shit done. You're gonna want to make sure you have your headphones in for that one. Yeah, there we go.
Cool. All right. Well, do we want to ooh, I want to press this catch me up button on here.
For your
Catch me up
transcript.
on. Yeah. Based on the context provided, I can summarize the meeting so far as follows. This is a Zoom meeting titled now blah blah blah. Main topic of discussion is their favorite comedians. Each participant has been
Wow.
sharing their top three comedians, giving reasons for their choices, and discussing varying aspects of these comedians' work. Some key points for the discussion: they mentioned comedians like Hannah Gadsby, Kristen Wiig, Shane Gillis, Jim Gaffigan, John Mulaney, Joey Diaz, and Will Ferrell. There's been discussion about Saturday Night Live and its impact on comedy. They've talked about
Yeah.
how comedy consumption has changed over time from appointment viewing to streaming services. They shared personal experiences of watching these comedians both live and through specials or clips. There was a brief interruption when Jay's daughter Vivian joined to share her favorite
Oh my
SNL
God.
character. The
You
meeting
gotta.
appears to be informal and friendly, with participants sharing their opinions and engaging in casual conversation about comedy and comedians.
You need to just highlight that and put that in as the summary for the podcast
Yeah, I
episode. You
will.
don't got to do
That's a
that.
great idea. We'll do that from now on.
That is
Pretty easy.
incredible and kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Kind of creepy. I
Like, how did they
fucking
know it
AI
was
is listening
Vivian?
to you.
Did you
Well, you
guys
said
say hi,
Vivian.
Vivian? Okay.
You
Oh, I
did.
guess. That's so
But how
funny.
did he know? How did it know it's your daughter?
Yeah. No idea.
Because you said, this is my daughter, Vivian. She's 12 years old and
Funny.
sure. All right, you
Ah,
guys all got
shit.
honorable mentions or no?
Yeah, I got some
I got a
honorable
couple.
mentions. Why don't
Okay. Yeah.
you go first, Caleb?
So
It was
Pete
you going
Holmes.
first, right?
Yep. So Pete Holmes just made it off my list.
Yep.
He was real close. Ellen, I really like Ellen, her new
Yeah.
special and old special. Her show always made me laugh too. And then Aziz Ansari just made
Sure.
it off my list. So,
Okay. All right. I got a bunch, so I'm just gonna blow through it. Dave Chappelle was my number six. Really didn't want to take him off. Andy Samberg, SNL, Lonely Island, like, oh my
Everything.
gosh. Yeah. Everything he does. We just got done watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Tina Fey, all
Oh
the
shit.
reasons. Yeah. Brian Regan was in there. Steve Martin, really from my childhood, just all of the stuff Steve Martin did. Like The Jerk, and obviously he was on Saturday Night Live as well. Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, I mean, if you grew up in the 90s, you knew who Jerry Seinfeld was. Bill Burr. I've actually seen Bill Burr live, I think twice. He actually, I listened to his podcast too. He does a Monday morning, what is it? Monday morning podcast, and then he does a Thursday Monday morning podcast. It's called that. And he just gets on and just rants. And I don't know, who was the guy that you were saying was kind of crass? Derek?
Joey
Shane Gillis?
Diaz or
Oh,
Shane Gillis, yeah,
I
both
think it
of
was
them.
Shane Gillis, but when you were talking about him, I really thought about Bill Burr, where he's just like, he just speaks his mind. He does not care
Sure.
where it goes or how it makes himself look. He's got his own opinion, and it's very well thought out, but he doesn't like, he does not form his opinions based on what other people think very often. So I love him. Jim Carrey. I mean, yeah, all the things Jim Carrey has done. And I mean, if you would ask me as like an 18-year-old, I probably would have said Jim Carrey was my favorite comedian, but luckily my, my sense of humor has evolved into more elaborate things. And then my last one was Norm MacDonald.
Love Norm.
He was very, very dry, very just like straight face, just again, very crass at times. He wasn't a very versatile comic though. So like, that's why I guess he didn't make it further up for me. Cause he had like, he had kind of one character that he always played, and it was great and very funny, but yeah. But anyway, that's my, those are my honorables.
Anytime he would go on Conan, it makes me laugh so hard. His interviews with Conan.
Yeah. Cause he just kind of played like this, like,
it's a deadpan kind of
deadpan, but also just like one thing on his mind. He came on to talk about one thing, and it's nothing having to do with what Conan wants to talk about. He just takes it and just, I mean, it's kind of like what Will Ferrell does too, but anyway, go ahead, Derek.
I think most of them have been mentioned. Chris Farley has not been mentioned.
I
know
think about him.
Horse him out for your dead homies. Will Ferrell was my first honorable mention. Tony Hinchcliffe. I don't know if you guys watch any of the Kill Tony stuff, but it's pretty funny.
Okay.
And he's just, again, outrageous and just doesn't give a fuck. Pete Holmes.
Yep.
He's obviously there. And Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Steve Carell. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. I'm out.
Cool.
You're done.
Well, that was a fun one.
It was.
Yeah.
It was good to get back and talking again. So what's next?
It's your pick.
So it's my pick? Let's see. Yeah. Let's pull up the list. I think I know what I want. Let me just quickly go through the rest of the list here. Yep. We're doing this. We're doing musicals.
I hate you. I already know what your number one is the issue.
Oh, you think you know?
100%.
I don't think you know. I don't think you know. I don't think you know.
How are they going to know?
How are they going to know?
They're never going to know.
I want to spoil it so bad. We can cut this.
Do you want to make your prediction now?
Do you want to stop
the track?
Recording?
Stop the track.
It's either the Book of Mormon or Hamilton.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, stay tuned.
Leave him on a cliffhanger.
I don't know,
Podcasting
actually.
Podcasting 101.
Frozen.
I know both of those will be mentioned. I don't know where those will rank.
Sure.
I've seen a lot of plays, a lot of theater.
Another interruption from Jay's daughter, Vivian.
Yeah. A little theater junkie over here. She got excited when she heard from the other room.
That's awesome.
So cool. All right. Musicals. Ooh, someone already wrote it down. Was that AI?
Nope, I did it.
Cool. All right, boys.
Hang loose. Hang five. High five.
There you go. There you go. Did that clap right, come guys. Through? No, the clap didn't come through.
How ridiculous.
All right, I'm ending it.
Okay.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the start, not the end. Don't forget to share your high fives with us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehighfivepodcast. We'll be back next week with more exciting adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a big high five from Caleb, Derek, and Jay to you. We'll see you next time. Intro and outro music was created by our friend Trevor Durheimer.